Shishi, Ol Yudalit Cheshvan, Thursday, 17th of October, by Mendy Chizik, Parshas Vayera.
Bruchim Aboim. It's truly wonderful to be asked to speak on Lil Shishi. It's doubly wonderful to come and see such a wonderful Olim who want to come and hear words of Torah. I'm just reminded, I want to open up the thought that I said this morning. We ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu davening every day in Abba Rabba, Chemlo Gedoylo Yisero Chomal To'oleinu. What is the difference between the word Rachamim and Chemlo? Don't both mean mercy? How do we define the difference? But I saw a Moya de Kehara. Rachamim is to have mercy on a living creature. If I've got rachamim on somebody, I've got mercy. But chemlo is much higher level. Chemlo is the difference between life and death. We say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the morning, Moed Ani Lefonecha. We thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol Yochel, for turning our neshamas to us. But chemlo, that is life. We said only a short while ago, Chamoil al Maasecho. How could we ask the Kodesh Baruch Hu to grant us life? When Miriam saw Moshe Rabbeinu, Vatachmoil Olov. Vas Paris so much, Vatachmoil. She had pity on his life. Coming to hear a Shir of Torah isn't just Rachamim. It's Chemlo Gedoylo Visego Chomalto. A Shir of Torah is Chayim. Is a difference literally between life and death. It's not something which a person, an ordinary person, can understand. But an extra half an hour of Limud HaTorah is Chomal To'oleinu HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We're asking for Chemlo. This is it. The Shechinah is shining on us and giving us life, and the Shechinah sees that we've come to hear words of Torah. When we come to the parsha of the Akedah in Vayera, I want to pick on one word. The pasuk tells us, "Vayashkim Avram baboiker, vayach Moshe chamoyroi." Avram went in the morning. He saddled the donkey himself. Vayevaka atzei oilo. What does it mean? Vayevaka atzei oilo. Rashi tells us, "Loshem bikua." What does it mean? What was the vayevaka of the atzei oilo? Chazal HaKdoshim in Medrash compare this to a posuk which we ought to know. We talk on Pesach about the Kriyas Yamsuf. But for those who are particular with their words, they'll know that although we call it Kriyas Yamsuf, the Torah doesn't. The Torah constantly uses the words Vayibok'u Hamoyim, the Yamsuf Lohem Bokato. And Chazal HaKdoshim tell us in the Medrash that we merited this tremendousness of Kriyas Yamsuf of Vayiboku Hamoyim because of Avraham Avinu going to do the Akedah and Vayavaka Atzei Oilo. He chopped the wood. Loshem Bikua, he chopped the wood. In the merit of Vayavaka Atzei Oilo, Klal Yisrael was zoicha to the historical date which we talk about, sing about in Halil of Vayiboku Hamoyim. I want to ask, if I may, two questions. Number one, what is the connection? True, the Akedah is something we're living from still today, as we'll soon see. True, the Akedah is where our father showed that no matter how much a man loves his son, he's willing to do the Ritzoyin HaBoyere. True. But what is the connection between the unbelievable Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu and Kriyas Yamsuf? And the second question, why do we call it Kriyas Yamsuf if the Torah uses a different word? Throughout our Torah, throughout our tefillah, we don't come across the word Kriyas Yamsuf. Why do we call it Kriyas Yamsuf, yet Torah and our Tefillah we call it Vayiboku Hamoyim? There's a Chiddush Horim at the end of Beshalach, but the Chiddush Horim taps into one of our Horos, and the Chiddush Horim writes that if I tear a garment, it's Kriya. To tear something that is whole, it's kriya, you rip it into. If, however, says the Chiddush HaRim, you had an item that had already been torn once before, you've repaired it, and then you tear it again, says the Chiddush HaRim, that isn't kriya, that is bakia. Says the Chiddush HaRim, we, in our small minds, see the Yam Suf splitting as being a kriya. It split. The water was flowing and it was split. But our Torah, Hakdosha, understood there was a condition, as we'll see later, Mitzah Hashem, with the Yam Suf, from before my Sabrashis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Yam, there was a precondition. It was in the T's and C's that the Yam Suf has to split. It was already considered to be broken waters. We saw it as flowing. But the Yam Suf was seen to us as whole, but it was already pre-split. Memela, the Torah HaKadosha uses the word that fits perfectly for Yam Suf Lohem Bokat. The Welt says a different Nafka Mina. The world uses a different answer. Kriya is when you have an outer force on an item. If I stand here and tear something, I'm using external force to tear something. That's kriya. In the Loshon HaGemara, we find often an expression of bekias hanoid, which refers to a case where you have a barrel, and the pressure inside the barrel is too great, and that causes, the internal pressure causes the barrel to break. You can sometimes have a force that's too great inside the container, and it'll force an explosion. We look at the Kriyas Yam Suf HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Kol Yochol. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stood there and tore the Yam Suf for us, an external force. But the Shechinah Kavod Yochel says, no, it was us. By the very merit of the fact that we were prepared to enter the Yam Suf unafraid and jump in, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael created a Bekias Hanoid, created an internal pressure which forced the Yam to split. So we've been zoicha to see a difference between Kriya and Bekia. But we're still nowhere near understanding. What is the connection? What is the Shaychas? Vayevaka Atzeyoylo and Vayeboku Hamoyim. My Rosh Shiva, Moiri Reb Chaim Kaufman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to say over, why did Avraham Avinu Bechlal take wood with him? Vayevaka Atzeyoylo. Would there be no wood where he was going to a mountain? We can all go to mountains and make campfires. You don't need to take wood with you. So the B'chaim, the idea of a person taking it with him is that he shouldn't be able to go and say, Hashem, I tried. Look, I tried. I'm here. I've done my best. I can't find wood. I'm going home. I'm here. I've got Yitzchok. I'm sorry, Rebbeinu Shlom, I would love to do the Akedah. I can't find wood. Which would be wonderful. But it's excuses. Avraham Avinu wanted to be memait. There are no excuses. I want to make sure that b'chol oifen, wherever I am, whatever this may be, I really want to make sure that I'm able to do the Ma'isa HaMitzvah without excuses. when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw this complete Mesiras Nefesh of Avraham Avinu making sure that there'll be no excuse, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Klal Yisrael stuck at the Yam Suf, the Mitzrayim behind them, but I've got no excuse not to save them. Vayibaku Hamoyim. Bizchuz Vayavaka, where the mitzvah was done in such an oifen that Avraham Avinu ruled out any possible excuse. And I don't want an excuse. I want to be able to carry it out. Says the Gebonei Shel Olam, you're forcing me into a corner. So the Mitzrayim are behind you, and the Yams are in front. I've got no excuse. Vayibaku Hamoyim. Bizcha Vayavaka. Let us try and look, b'siyata d'shmaya, through the psukim of the Akedah, and perhaps build on this idea. The Ramban, from the great Rishonim, the Ramban, writes that the inyan of Vayavaka is bedikas toiloim. Avraham searched the wood. He checked the wood to make sure it wasn't wormy. Vayavaka. What does it mean? What is the idea of Avraham Avinu checking through the wood to make sure that the wood is suitable? I think this teaches us something quite deep. It teaches us that Avraham Avinu did the Maisa HaAkedah with complete Yishuv Hadas. He was calm, composed, prepared, ready. No Beholo. Avraham wasn't lost. Avraham didn't enter the Maisa HaAkedah in any format that one could say, well, he wasn't clear what he was doing. A rush of blood to the brain, he's got and run. No. Vayavaka Tzehela. My sovereign Simon Labonim, the message of Avraham Avinu might have wanted us to know is that this act of Akedah wasn't just simply, oh, I heard quickly, on impulse, I'm running, I'm going. No. Everything was done in a measured oifen, in a measured way. Vayavaka, I'll check the wood. Nobody will later come and say, Avraham Avinu wasn't sure what he was doing. He ran into it. There was a complete Yishuv Hadas. The world asks, Maishno the Akedah? Hasn't it happened over so many doiras, and even by the non-Jews, where they have to sacrifice a child, be it for religion, be it to save a life? My o mehai mehai. The Talmud will say tonight, and we're going to work on his, that it wasn't done with any rush of blood. Avraham Avinu's Maisa HaAkedah was done with a smile, with composure. Dos vil de Ribbono shel Olam. It was done with Hachona. As a Mogad HaKemaisa, they say over, a man came to Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, Motzei Rosh Hashanah. Rebbe, he said, I think I wasted my days of tefillah. I wasted them. I don't think I got out of my tefillah that what I should have done. Said the Divrei Chaim, Em shoyl lecho moshel. I'll give you a moshel. To a wealthy man who had two helpers in his home, two cleaners, two bakers. And the home always looked well put together. There was always a pleasant smell of fresh bread. And everything was running fine. But if you'd look closely at the home, you would have seen that one of those helpers was always the busier one. And the other took things more relaxed. The wealthy man, said the Divrei Chaim, started to lose some money. And he had to lay off one of the workers. And to the surprise of everybody, he laid off the busier one. The one who was always busy running around, he asked her to leave. And nobody understood. It didn't seem to make sense. And the wealthy man explained as follows. He said, when I wake up in the morning, I want the house to be warm. I want the bread to be in the oven. That's what I pay for. But one worker, she's busy. When I wake up, she thinks, hey, the house is still cold. So she rushes quickly, gets the wood, gets the fire going, and quickly gets the bread in the oven. She's got to run around. Why? She wasn't prepared. She's busier. So the house is still cold when I get up, and it takes an hour or two for things to start taking shape in the home. The second help who have retained her services, she's the one who gets up after me. Because the night before she had the wood ready. All she had to do before I got up, an hour before, is light the match. It's ready. The bread was ready the night before. Dough had risen. Before I get up, she puts it in the oven. She can go back to rest. She's prepared. Said the Divrei Chaim to the Yid who came to him. Rosh Hashanah came and went over you. You didn't prepare. So Rosh Hashanah came, it went. With a Baha'u'llah. You're trying to quickly hunt up, what's going on over here? What are my kavanas in Kiryas Shmona? You didn't think. Previously. Avraham Avinu entered the Maisa HaAkedah completely composed. Everything thought out. The Pasuk says in Hosea, Perek Vav, Yechayenu miyoimayim, Bayim HaShlishi Yekimenu V'nechye Lefonov. We all know that there isn't a reward for any mitzvahs in this world. Schar mitzvah b'hayal maleka. And everybody tries to understand, so how do we get reward? Said the Vilna Gaon. Avraham Avinu spent 3 days on the way to the Akedah. In our home, when we go on a journey, 3 minutes, 3 hours, it's already a long journey. The Shtel Zechfor, a 3 day journey. Okay, Yitzchak wasn't so young. But a 3 day journey, there's time to think. Yechayenu miyoimayim. Says the Heilig Gaon. Yechayenu, Hashem will sustain us miyoimayim. From the 2 days that Avraham journeyed before he got to Har HaMoriah. We are still existing and enjoying the fruits of the Maisa HaAkedah from the 2 days that Avraham spent preparing the Hakhonah, the journey. Schar mitzvah, b'hai al-maleka. But the Hakhonah, the zeros, the smile, the composure from those 2 days is still with us. Yechayenu miyoimayim. But by Yom HaShlishi, the schar of the 3rd day, Yekimenu v'nichye lefono, there will be an Olam Habo, Liyemoyis HaMashiach, Eleyoyim Shekulei Oruch, we can't possibly have that Baha'i Alma. The schar for the Akedah isn't so much the actual Akedah, it's the preparation, which is in itself a proof to his Avraham Avinu's composure and ability to smile while doing a difficult mitzvah. We find the same thing at the beginning of the parasha. Vayego elov Hashem be'eloini mamre, says Rashi. Who's mamre? Hu shenosan loy eitzo al hamilo. Abusai. So Rashi, young children are learning already. Avraham Avinu needed advice from Mamre regarding the Mila. Come on. Avraham Avinu, Avham Goyim, who at a young age recognized the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he said, if there's a Bria, there's a Boire. Eid Safina Bloy Kapautino, there can't be a ship without a captain. He said, I've got, Avraham Avinu says, I'll just check with Mamre about the Mila. That's not pshat. He went to discuss it with Mamre. So never can the later generation say, we did it, quickly, didn't think. Not he, Chas v'Sholem, needed to discuss with Mamre, should or shouldn't he do it. The Nosan Loy Eitzah was a play to let the world know Avraham Avinu did every mitzvah. Calm. Avraham was shoylet on himself completely. Avraham had a complete composure at any time. There's a bewusste Gemara in Gittin Samach Zion, where the Gemara says, Issi ben Yehuda was moine shavochon, would list the praises of the Amoraim. And he said about Rabbi Yehuda, Chochom, lukashayirtze. He's a Chochom if he wants. Now, Rabbi Yisai, if you have to write somebody's report, and you end up writing on the report, he's good if he wants, the young man won't be very happy. Good if he wants. Yet, Issi ben Yehuda, hoyemoyne shalochon, that what? Rabbi Yehuda's a Chochom lukashayirtze. Oh, he's good if he wants. He says, the man, it's chiyas of a not. Here's so many times we are distracted and we are unable to focus. Rabbi Yehuda was a chochom, whenever he would want, he was able to compose himself and serve the Rebbei Hashem correctly, and nothing could distract him. Chochom lukashayirtze. Let us now look at the psukim and see how the Torah brings this out. In Pasuk Beis, the Pasuk says, Kachno es bincho es yechidcho asher ohavto. You know, the world says a vertel. If Avraham Avinu wouldn't have asked so many questions, the world could have been so nice. Take your son. No, Avraham Avinu, don't ask questions. He's got Yishmael. Get rid of him and finished. Why do you have to ask so many questions? Which one? Yechidcho. Don't ask. Asher ohavto, Yitzchok. You're told to take your son and shecht and bincho. Machayev, stop there. Take Yishmael and end. Wouldn't life be nice? Asher ahavto says a chedusha horim is a gezeiras hakosuv. You must love him. It's not a gezeiras hakosuv to say you do it with a hard heart. No, asher ahavto, you must love him. The Medrash tells us later, when a child wants to call his father, he says, "Dad." He doesn't say, "My father." Yitzchak called his father Ovi. Says the Medrash, Nichnas beliboy, the avo of a son to a father. And Avraham's thinking, this is my son. He's calling me my father. But Avraham Avinu understood, this is the Gatsoin Abore. I'll do with a smile. It takes 2 days to get there. Calm. In 1935, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayera. So, our day, Erev Shabbos Kodesh Vayera, 1935. The son of the Imre Emes, Rabbi Yitzchok, was Nifter. A young man. At the Tish of the Imre Emes, Friday night, a few hours after the Petira, the Imre Emes said, I get my chizuk from this week's parasha. When a father is told to let go of his son Yitzchok and to do it ba'avo, that's the mitzvah of the Akedah. When we are faced by opportunities to do mitzvahs and we sometimes do them reluctantly, we're losing out. Mosh lemar dava doima. Two men are davening in the same Beis HaMedrash and one of them gets sachar. There's 1,000 times greater than the other. How can that be? Very simple. One of them was walking towards the shul to daven. The second one wasn't really thinking about that. That's on the back burner. As he's walking past the shul, someone says, can you please join us for a minyan? There's no hachana for the mitzvah. He's davening. But we can all see the difference. There's a hachana. The maisa ha-mitzvah of the Akedah was done with a perfect hachana. We find the same thing. Vayares ha-mokoim erochik. Avraham Avinu comes to the mokoim. And the next pasuk tells us, he goes to the mokoim. Vayelech el ha-mokoim. Vayares ha-mokoim. We find the same word mokum used in Vayetze. When Yaakov Avinu comes, and Vayivka ba mokum. What is the mokum? I saw a few years ago murder kadeh, which is a chizik for everyone. Sometimes a person comes to a place, he sees something which looks dark, which looks dreary, and says, there's no hashuas hashchina here. The shchina seems to have deserted me. Yet that very place, if you're going to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is a place of the greatest hashuas hashchina. That where you think the Rebbeinu Shlalem isn't, if you're prepared to serve him, that's where the shchina is. Avraham Avinu is walking to the Akedah, the Yaris Hamokoim, the place, it's dark. But I'm going to serve the Rebbeinu Shlalem. That was the Mokoim of the Beis HaBchira. Vayivka b'Mokoim, Yaakov Avinu, Vayivka b'Mokoim. The sunset, he's stuck, he's alone, he's not prepared for the night. He davened there. He davened. B'Mokoim, that was the Mokoim Ashkoras Hashchina. And that's maybe why we say, when we go to a Beis Ovel, we say to the family, Hamokoim Yenachem Eschem. That Mokoim. That where you think the Shechina isn't, because you think you're in Golos, you think you're suffering. Hamokoim, Yena Hamokoim, Yenachem Eschem. Serve the Rebbeinu Shlalem, even in your discomfort. Yenachem Eschem. The Shechina is with you. That's how we say Eschem, in plural. Every part of the Akedah, Avraham Avinu might have seemed difficult, but he did it with a smile. So the Bliska Rov, noch tiefer, in Pasuk Hei we find, Shvu lochem poyim hachamoel. Avraham says to Eliezer and Yishmael, stay here with the donkey. And Chazal make the famous drosha, stay here with the donkey, you Yishmaelim, you are a nation like donkeys. And Chazal, the Gemoras and Shas have so many droshes on this. So many wonderful limudim. Rabbeisai, is the story of the Akedah, asked the Bliska Rov, the right place to teach us that Yishmaelim are like donkeys? The Akedah. Look where we are. Look who we're talking to. Look what we're talking about. And that's the right place to say Shvulochem Po'im Achamoy. Oh, you Yishmaelim, you Amadem Elachamoy. Says the Bliska Rov, an unbelievable optaich. Avraham might have comforted himself. Avraham could have made the Nisoyin a little bit smaller and said, you know what? Okay, I'm sacrificing Yitzchok. But you know what? I'll send Yishmael to the best schools. I'll send him to the best yeshivas. I'll look after him. I'll make sure he's a nachas for me. And somewhat make the Nisoyin a little bit easier. So I haven't got Yitzchok, but I'll train Yishmael in. He'll be next in line. Says the Torah, no, interesting, sorry. That's not the way to look at this Nisoyin. Shvu lochem po'im hachamoel. He's a am hadoyma lachamoel. He's a donkey. Now shech Yitzchok. Every step of the way, we say Avraham Avinu was prepared to sacrifice his only son with a hachona. Surreal. Yet it was prepared, ready and composed. So the Heilig Gaon, we know that the mitzvah was done b'shleimus. Because whenever a person does a maisa ha-mitzvah, he creates a malach. Says the malach to Avraham Avinu, do you know how I know your mitzvah was perfect? Mimeni. It's me, says the Gaon. I have been created by your maisa ha-mitzvah. And therefore, I know what your kavanah was. Your kavanah was total and complete b'shleimus. You prepared for it, you're ready for it. And therefore, mimeni. It's me and I know what your kavanah was. We look back at the Maisa of Kriyas Yamsuf. We start off by saying that the Yamsuf wasn't just spit automatically. The Yamsuf had a precondition before the Maisa Bereishis to split. It was a nest that was prepared for us. Vayoshov hayom le'esonoi le'tno'oi se'chazal, to the condition that it has to split. When Klal Yisrael do a mitzvah and serve the Rebbeinu Shlalem, that are prepared. We prepare ourselves for Maisa Mitzvah. Then we zoichet to an unbelievable ness. The ness of Kriyas Yamsuf, of Vayiboku Huamoyim, because it was prepared. Rabbeisai, let's grab the opportunities. When we see a Maisa HaMitzvah, let's not just do it because it's there. Let's prepare ourselves for Maisa HaMitzvahs. Let's spend the time that we have in the evenings thinking, my Shachris, my Mincha, my Maariv, set out your day, know when your Seder Hayom is, know your Kriyasin, and that way we'll take a bizoicha to many monissim of Vayibokuhu Amoim Omev Omev.